July 27th, 2022, and the time is 1:05 PM. This is the public rulemaking hearing for Washington Administrative Code WAC 4582045. It's titled Local Sales and Use Tax. My name is Patrick Watkins, and I'm a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division, and I'm the facilitator for this hearing. Also in attendance from the Department of Revenue are Atif Aziz as his role as department's rules coordinator, Sierra Crumbaker as a management analyst who will be monitoring our recording equipment as this hearing is being recorded, Tina Poli, tax policy coordinator, Brenton Madison, tax policy specialist, and Brett Grinneman, tax policy specialist. In light of the COVID-19 pandemic, the department is still in the process of resuming its normal operations. As a result, we are conducting this hearing electronically, and we do not have parties physically present for this hearing. For purposes of the record at this time, we would appreciate if attendees would identify themselves, who are they representing, whether they will be testifying during today's hearing. We will call off the names of individuals which the department is aware of. If you hear your name, please identify who you're representing and whether you will be testifying.
Okay, I've got, try going on the list. We've got some new folks from phone number ending in 1400. If you could please give us your name and if you're representing anyone.
No, my last name is Ian Chen.
And do you intend to provide comments or testimony today?
No.
Okay, thanks. And David James, are you here on behalf of any group or organization? I don't hear anything from David James. How about Lenka Crowder? Are you here representing anybody?
Hi. Yes, I'm here on behalf of Moss Adams, and I do not plan to testify or make comments.
Excellent. Thank you. So we have, in addition to those individuals, Tommy Gantz from Association of Washington Business, April Thompson, Kippy Powers, we've got Stacy Alseth and Debbie Kotecki from the department, Barb McCommon, Randy Weinstein from the Pacific Science Center, Kevin Miller, who does intend to testify, Ben Armstrong, Keith Wanzer, Andrew Schock, Holly Peeler, Jay Jennings from the Northwest Marine Trade Association, Heidi, and Ruby Page from the Oak Ridge Association, Oak Ridge Associated University in Tennessee?
Yes, that's correct.
And I believe that is everyone who is on the list. Is there anyone whose name I didn't call? Okay, I think that's everyone, Patrick.
Okay. The legal authority for this hearing is from Chapter 3405 RCW, which is the Administrative Procedures Act. This hearing was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 22-13-151 on June 21st, 2022, and also by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this hearing is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to adopt proposed amendments to WAC 458-20-145. This is referred to in this hearing as Rule 145. Electronic copies of this rule are available on the department's website if you did not receive a copy, or you can contact me at patrickw@dor.wa.gov if you would like a copy of the proposed rule. We emphasize that the rule draft as now written is provided for discussion purposes only. The rule as proposed is written in the legislative drafting style. Proposed new language is underlined, while proposed deletions to language are stricken through. We will consider any comments received pertaining to the possible adoption of Rule 145 We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed through the rulemaking process. You may send written comments to my attention no later than Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022. In this manner, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now, let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are at in respect to this rule. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the code reviser to announce a public meeting for a solicitation of comments regarding possible adoption of the new rule. The notice called Form CR-101 is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The public meeting for Rule 145 was held on January 12, 2022. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the code reviser to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice called a Form CR-102 is also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed adoption of the new rule. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be included in the permanent rulemaking file kept by the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division. The public hearing for this rule is being held today. The final step is to adopt the proposed rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rule to the code reviser with the appropriate forms. The revised rule will be effective shortly thereafter and will be published in the Washington State Register. Before opening the hearing for comments, I will briefly outline the key points in the proposed amendments to Rule 145. The proposed amendments include several modifications related to the organization and format of the rule. These are intended to improve the rule's readability and modernize the rule consistent with other rules in Chapter 458-20 WAC. The proposed amendments include modifications to existing rule language and examples throughout the rule, which are intended to clarify existing department policy. The proposed amendments incorporate the existing provisions for sourcing sales of tangible personal property, which are presently found in WAC 458-20-193 in Part 2, referred to in this meeting as Rule 193. The department anticipates proposing amendments to Rule 193, which will include removing Part 2 of that rule in the very near future. The department proposes amending the title of Rule 145 from Local Sales and Use Tax to State and Local Sales and Use Tax, Sourcing Retail Sales for Business and Occupation Tax and State and Local Retail Sales Tax, and Sourcing of Use Tax for Purchasers. This proposed amendment is intended to describe the content of the rule in light of the significant amendments proposed to the rule as part of this rulemaking process. In addition to this current rulemaking effort for Rule 145, the department anticipates initiating rulemaking activities for the following related rules in the coming weeks. WAC 458-20-193, titled Interstate Sales of Tangible Personal Property. Also, WAC 458-20-221, titled Collection of Use Tax by Retailers and Selling Agents. In addition, WAC 458-20-19401, that is titled Minimum Nexus Thresholds for Apportionable Activities and Selling Activities. The following is a summary of updates to this rule draft since the CR-101 was filed and the public meeting was held in January. But please note, this summary does not include all updates on the draft. First, the title of this rule draft was updated. Additional rules that may apply were added, and the abbreviation TPP was changed to tangible personal property throughout the draft. In subsection 105, the following definitions were updated. 105D, Motor Vehicle 105F, Purchaser, 105H, Receive and Receipt, and 105M, Source, Sourced, or Sourcing. In subsection 106A, the local sales and use tax flyers section was updated. In subsection 201, it was updated to reflect the reorganization of the sourcing rules for leases and rentals of tangible personal property, which is now part four. Additionally, the description on the order of priority for general sourcing rules was updated. You can find this on page 28 and 29. In subsection 202, the introduction and example number 3 were updated. The title in subsection 203 was modified. The reference to 202 was deleted. And examples 10, 12, and 13 were updated. In part 2, example 10 was updated. In part 3, titled Special Sourcing Rules for Retail Sales of Certain Goods and Services, the following changes were made. The title was modified. Subsection 301C was updated. And in subsection 301, the discussion on floor sales and examples were moved to subsection 302. A few example numbers changed with this move. Additionally, in subsection 302, titled Sourcing Rules for Leases and Rentals of Tangible Personal Property, was moved and is now part 4, subsection 104. Also note that subsection 303, which is titled Telecommunication Services, was deleted. However, it was added back to part 3 and it remains subsection 303. Part 4, titled Sourcing Rules for Leases and Rentals of Tangible Personal Property. The title of the new section was modified and additional guidance was provided in subsection 401I and II. The former Part 4, which is titled Sourcing Rules for Use Tax Purposes for Purchasers, is now Part 5. In subsection 502A, which was previously 402A, tangible personal property was updated. Examples number 28, 29, 30, 31, 34, 35, and 36 were updated. In addition, two new examples were added, which are now numbered 32 and 33. We also updated subsection 502B, Retail Services, which was formerly 402B. You can find that on page 67. We will now proceed to the comment portion for this hearing. If you have a comment, please identify yourself for the record and any organization you are representing. We also appreciate receiving written testimony. Again, if you have written testimony, please provide testimony to me by email at patrickw@dor.wa.gov. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or any comments? Sorry.
In fact, before we had three people join, so I wanted to check in there. We've got Anton Gross. Are you here representing any group or organization?
I just specked in today. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, and you don't intend to provide comments?
No.
Okay. And then Walfrey Salazar, are you here representing anybody?
No.
And do you intend to comment today?
No. Thank you.
Thank you. And then Ashley Michael Best?
Yes.
Are you here representing any group or organization?
No.
And do you intend to provide comments today?
No.
Oh, thank you. So far, the only person who wanted to provide comments at this time was Kevin Miller.
Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon. It's Kevin Miller. I'm representing myself. And appreciate, you know, you all accepting comments today. I will, as requested, provide more detailed written comment. Really, my hope today was just to get clarification on a couple questions as I prepare my written feedback. So from the note that you had sent yesterday, I'd just like to confirm that it's the department's position that when it refers to existing historical policies for use tax sourcing in the CR 102, that there are no written records of the department's policies.
I think you're referring to an email sent to you by Atif Aziz.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So the response in that email would be the information that the department has at that time. And we're looking more to solicit feedback and comments about the rule at today's hearing, as opposed
Tina, on February 3rd, DOR held a recorded meeting with the Association of Washington Business and other parties in which you answered questions that were asked by the attendees. Mm-hmm. Can you clarify why the department's not willing to answer questions beyond that perfunctory acknowledgement in this setting?
The goal of this hearing is just to solicit feedback, and Atif sent you an email yesterday, I believe, that answered your question, and that's the response that the department has.
Okay, I'll follow up. I guess I would prefer then to have a follow-up meeting where we could have some questions answered in more detail then. I guess as far as direct feedback goes and comments go, again, I will provide more written feedback. With respect to the use tax sourcing, one comment I would have is that the department is not proposing any example that matches the facts that were established in determination 050141. And I do believe that given that is a written precedent and it's applicable to this rule 145, that I would prefer to see an example created that matches those facts and that outcome, facts and the conclusion. And then the second comment I would have is also as it pertains to use tax sourcing. What I do notice in the examples, most of the examples seem to be, aside from the particulars of the property and the locations involved, they're really the same example. They're just, you know, different people in different places with different property, but the same essential conclusion. And also those conclusions don't provide any context on which facts are really relevant to the evaluation. There's a number of facts which are presented but are never referenced in the conclusion, and so it's quite difficult to understand what is considered relevant or irrelevant in the evaluation. And specifically, I would encourage the department to provide an example in which a taxpayer makes taxable use of property in one Washington jurisdiction before then using the property in another jurisdiction. Because again, all of the examples, the conclusion of all of the examples is that in all of those cases, there was not taxable use of the property in the first jurisdiction. And I think that it would be very clarifying for taxpayers to have an example in which taxable use of property does occur in one jurisdiction before going to a second jurisdiction. That concludes my comments. I'll provide the rest in written.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Miller. Is there anybody else who would like to provide comments?
Tina, I have a question. This is Jay Jennings with Northwest Marine Trade Association.
Go ahead, Jay.
Could Patrick or you, Patrick, describe the differences in sourcing for an incoming use tax on a vessel that is obviously mobile and may spend some time in one place and some time in the other. I don't know if it turns on the definition of long term, but I'd like to hear that explained verbally so that I can use that when reading the written.
So in the rule, we've provided examples, I think, that address that. But as far as the meeting today, if that is something that you want to add as a comment for us to look into, I'd be happy to add that as a comment.
Point me exactly to spot and examples, if you would.
I can follow up with you on that question, but if so that I'm not searching during the meeting here, but I will look at the draft, and it's available online to look at as well, but I can look over that for you.
And Jay, yeah, this is
I've been
Tina.
Looking at it.
Can you express your question or comment again? I'm taking some notes, and I wanted to make sure I got it accurately.
I want to clearly understand the differences that were in the changes that were made on sourcing and how that sourcing for a vessel that moves around is calculated, and whether the term long-term moorage is defined somewhere. Yeah. Oh, I want to better understand how that looks on the ground.
Okay. Thanks, Jay. I think I've got that down.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to provide comments about the rule today?
Okay, well, hearing none, I wanted to thank you for participating. The time is 1:28 p.m. and the public hearing for Rule 145 is now adjourned. Thank you very much.